You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Thanks for joining into this episode of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Bob Joyce, the studio host for the UConn football broadcast. How are you doing today, Bob?
I'm doing well, getting set for a late night of football here on the East Coast. It'll be the latest start time ever for a UConn football game. But the great thing is, I'll be in my den doing the game, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be a nice, comfortable setting.
Technology is a beautiful thing.
It truly is. I mean, how does UConn prepare for such a long road trip? I believe this is the furthest road trip the UConn football team has done in their history.
In the regular season, yes. Only the trip to the Fiesta Bowl is a little bit longer. They're just approaching this like it's just another game week. They're not doing anything, you know, and it's a short week, too, for that matter, for both teams. I mean, they had the luxury of being home while the Cougars are, you know, getting pummeled by Michigan. But, yeah, Bob Diaco and the crew are just getting prepared. I think they're very glad they don't have to see another triple option offense, as two of the first 4 weeks they've had to deal with Army and then a very good Navy team last week. So they're ready for the challenge, and knowing what happened to them at home last year in the opener against BYU, they will be they'll be prepared, and we'll see what they can do on Friday night.
Okay, I mean, up to this point in the season, UConn's 2-2. What were their expectations coming into the season?
Well, obviously they had to, you know, it's to get more wins than last year, which they've already equaled that total in winning the first two games on their slate. But I think the pieces are starting to fall into place, Grant, under Bob Diaco and his coaching staff. This is their second year. They didn't really have an idea what to work with for a good chunk of the season last year. In fact, until they got to conference play last season, Coach Diaco used it kind of as what an NFL team would use as preseason to see what works, what doesn't, what personnel he has that works, and vice versa. But this year it's a whole different thing because the schedule, you know, other than Villanova, which was a pretty good FBS team a year ago, a pretty good non-conference slate, and they'd find out 3-4 games in what exactly their identity is. And right now, the strength of the team's on the defensive side of the football, and the offense is still a bit of a work in progress, but they're making serious steps in the right direction to where they once were.
Okay, I mean, up to this point, UConn's in their four games. I mean, the games have been decided by, on average, around 5 points. I mean, are there common trends outside of the a strong defense on UConn's side of things?
Well, I think the most important thing might be as much psychological as it is the physical part. The game against Villanova, the game against Army, and you could even throw Missouri in there to an extent, that they were able to finish. And the first two games obviously were close games, low scoring, because again, the offense hasn't put up a ton of points yet. But they've been able to produce in later stages of the game with the strength and conditioning that they did in the offseason. They have a really good strength and conditioning coach in Matt Bayless, who challenged them as much physically as mentally. And the mental part's more important. They're able to finish games. I would say to an extent, you know, they were very successful against Missouri. I mean, it came down to that final drive. Unfortunately, the difference in that game is just the special teams blunders. You can't have an extra point blocked. You can't have a punt blocked. And then, you know, going to the bag of tricks one too many times at the end, whether it was a kicked field goal or the fake, I mean, it got blown up either way by Big 97 for Missouri, who came crashing in and just totally messed up the play. But, you know, the fact that, you know, they're giving themselves a chance to win, as opposed to last year, where that didn't really happen many times. So that's a good step in the right direction.
Okay, I mean, you mentioned the UConn defense earlier. I mean, what would you say are their biggest strengths with that defense? Do they have a good pass rush? I mean, what would you say?
You know, Bob Diaco doesn't really blitz a whole heck of a lot. It's more of a bend but don't break mentality. But they've got some good young men. They're still a relatively young group, too, in some areas. They've got Andrew Adams in the secondary as their strong safety. He's probably the best defensive player that they have, but they've gotten bigger up front. Julian Campeny Foley Fatakasi, Michael Myers. I mean, these are guys that are all over 300 pounds now with the strength and conditioning. Even Kent Nadiemi, a local kid right out of Hartford, very quick on the end. They're very high on defensive end Luke Carrizola, a sophomore defensive end at 255, but he's got some speed. They've got a good group of linebackers. Graham Stewart, who was a Connecticut kid and started in Florida, now a redshirt senior, third year back home. He's more physical than he's ever been. And it's, like I said, it's a work in progress, but they're much more physical. They're completing, they're finishing their tackles a lot better this year. They're just more of a sound defensive unit. There's nothing flashy about them. They just go out and get the job done, and they try to force a few turnovers. I think they'd like to force a few more. They haven't done that quite yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, you listed off a few of the players to watch on the defensive side. What are some of the playmakers BYU fans need to look for when it comes to offense and special teams?
Well, the offense is interesting because it's all, as you know, predicated on what the offensive line does, and that was the big problem last year. You know, very green. Other than Tyler Samra, they only have one senior up front, and they just needed seasoning, including a young man from Denmark who's only like in his fourth year football, and he started here as a defensive lineman. So a lot of seasoning, just a lot of learning the new system, and just learning, you know, how to work together as a group. They're getting there. As far as some of the guys on the outside, Noel Thomas, junior wideout, is off to a good start. Had a real good season last year at the wideout position. Tyreek Beals is a freshman wideout. He's got big hands. He caught six balls, I want to say, against Navy. He has a chance to be really good, has good finishing speed. And it's interesting, Grant, because at the running back position, they've gone with different tailbacks the last couple of games. The first three games of the season, it was a lot of Ron Johnson, the sophomore. But he didn't even play against Navy because they went with Arkell Newsom, 5'7", sophomore, really quick on his feet. He's a game changer. And I would say, you know, I would give you a special teams answer, but the problem is they haven't had a kick return yet. All the punts have either been fair caught or down, and the majority of the kickoffs have been kicked out of the end zone. Only when Newsom gets a chance to, you know, do the kickoff returns, he's been able to bust a couple of decent ones. But those are some of the guys to look out for, and they're using the tight end a little more this year. They have two big kids, Tommy Myers, who's a local kid in his second year, good set of hands for a tight end, and he's 6'5", and then they have a 6'6" kid, Alec Bloom, who needs to be a little more consistent as a pass catcher. But those are some of the guys to look forward to on Friday night for BYU going up against UConn.
Okay. Now, BYU has suffered two tough losses in a row off going to their opponents, you know, a close loss to UCLA and then the tough beating they took from Michigan. Do you think that'll provide UConn with an advantage going into this game?
No, I mean, look, Grant, I mean, Bob Diaco mentioned this the other day. There's no team in the country that I don't think has had a tougher start to their season than BYU. I mean, you go to Nebraska, you host one of your arch rivals in Boise State, and then you go on the road and, you know, lose a tough game to UCLA, who's turned out to be pretty darn good. And then, you know, I don't know what the reason was, but, you know, the performance at Michigan, maybe it's an aberration. Maybe it's something that they have to change and look at the film and, you know, just totally burn it. But, no, I don't think so. I mean, UConn realizes is what happened to them last year. They're playing a big, strong, physical BYU team. Bob Diaco's expecting them to kind of go back to more of a, you know, even though they spread the ball, more of a run game and go back to their roots. But, no, it doesn't give UConn any advantage, I would think.
Okay. And so right now UConn is, at last check, a 17.5-point underdog. What do you expect to see in this game, and do you have a prediction?
Well, I would almost say the same thing as the Missouri game. The lower the score, the better it is for UConn. I don't think they can win a high-scoring game. They're not quite there offensively yet. They had some chances in the Navy game. in the first half. Each team had the each team had three possessions in the first half. Navy scored touchdowns on all three of their possessions. I mean, their triple option, really, really good senior-laden group. UConn, their first drive was a field goal that started the scoring. The second drive, was they turned over on downs because just of a couple of miscues, one pattern run poorly. Otherwise, it would have been a touchdown. Then they scored a touchdown on their third possession. You know, they're just not quite there offensively yet to win a high-scoring game. If BYU were to say to get to 28 to 31 points, I think they would win. The lower the scoring game, the better chance it is for UConn. And we'll see. I mean, you know, I know it's quarterback number two for BYU, but he's pulled off some histrionics here in three of the first 4 weeks for the team. So I'll be interested to see how they play. And here's the other thing, too. I don't know how much there's some decent elevation there, right, playing out in Provo?
Oh, definitely. Definitely some elevation here in Utah.
That's one thing that really hasn't been talked about around here. I talked to a couple of the players at practice yesterday. They didn't really seem to think it was going to be a problem, but I'm going to be curious to see how much they're going to the oxygen tanks between series on Friday.
I think it might be something that you need to be concerned of, but probably not till later in the game. From my experience with the altitude and watching teams that come up here on the road.
But I will say this, they are conditioned well. They're, I think, better equipped this year to play four quarters against BYU, and we'll see how things play out. I mean, after all, that's why we play the games, right?
Definitely. I mean, we got to play the game. Well, hopefully Saturday we'll have a good game. You know, Bob, I've started this tradition with the Torn by Sports Lunch Break, seeing if that's the name of the podcast. We like to ask our guests, what is their favorite thing to have for lunch? So
favorite thing?
I pose that
name
question.
Wow, that's a tough one. Well, lately, because I'm trying to drop a few pounds, it's either been fruit salad consisting of berries and pineapple, or as in the case this week, strawberries, blackberries, and peaches. But I'm okay with just a plain old turkey sandwich with roasted peppers and a little bit of Miracle Whip on rye bread.
All right. It sounds actually pretty good right now. Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with simple. And who doesn't love a fruit salad, really? But, you know, Bob, thanks for joining us today. If our listeners want to find any additional content by you, where can they find you?
Well, I'm not so much as during the football season am I me directly, but I had the pleasure of broadcasting the best women's college basketball team in the country. They can go to WTIC, which is our flagship station, WTIC.com, and once in a while you'll see me throw up a blog on the women's basketball team.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Bob. Well, you enjoy broadcasting the game from your den, and we'll have a good game, hopefully, on Saturday.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
This has been a Torn by Sports production.